Okay, if you couldn't handle what I just preached, you're definitely not going to handle this, okay? Go down, if you would, to verse 5. It says, "Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? I raised thee up under the apple tree." Watch this. "There thy mother brought thee forth." And just in case you didn't get it the first time, "There she brought thee forth that bare thee." Where was she born? Apple Tree Methodist Hospital? No, she was born under the apple tree. Okay? Now you say, whoa, that's crazy. Like, can you imagine giving birth outside under a tree? Like, oh, that's so unsanitary. But you know what's really unsanitary? Going to a place where sick people go to give birth. Why would you go to a hospital to give birth? And it's funny, if you try to bring a newborn to the hospital, here's what they say. You can't bring that baby in here. Way too many germs. Right? It's like, well, you know, they're giving birth in here. I understand that sometimes there's a need to go to the hospital, and I'm not against the hospital. And if you just choose to say, "Pastor Anderson, I'm just doing a hospital birth. I'm going to be completely doped up. I'm going to be numb from the waist down. I'm going to just schedule a cesarean." You know, you do whatever you want. I'm not trying to tell you how to live your life here, but I'm just trying to give you some wisdom. And my wife has given birth at home 6 times with no anesthetic, no painkiller, just natural childbirth 6 times. And every time turned out great, healthy, no problem. You say, well, what if something goes wrong? First of all, you know, if you have a midwife, we don't use a doctor either. We use a midwife. The midwives that we use are so knowledgeable, they can prevent like 99% of problems. I mean, they've done so many births. They're so knowledgeable. They do such a good job that they can actually preempt a lot of problems. See, a lot of our medical system, they create problems and then fix the problems. Whereas the midwives seem to be more like trying to prevent problems from happening in the first place. You know, for example, your baby's in the wrong position. The doctor's just like, cesarean, you know. If it's in the wrong position, the midwife's like, oh, you know, I don't know, stand on your head and do this and that. And then they like flip it over. If something goes wrong at the hospital, you know, they still have to wheel you over and get the staff and get the surgery ready. And, you know, if there's an emergency C-section, well, unless you're living out in the boonies, they can do that while you're in the ambulance ride. I mean, the hospital's still there. 911 is still there. The ambulance is still there. I mean, if something were to go wrong, you can rush to the hospital or drive yourself to the hospital, you know. No, okay, don't drive yourself. You know what I mean? The husband or the wife, the husband or the midwife can get you there is what I meant by that. You know, and people are like, wow, you're this daredevil having a home birth. You are just playing Russian roulette. But honestly, look up the statistics. It's safer. I mean, just look at the statistics. Look it up. I mean, then the numbers don't lie. What I'm saying is that giving birth under the apple tree used to be pretty normal. Now, I'm not necessarily recommending an outdoor birth, simply because of the fact that today you're probably not going to be able to privately do that or modestly do that because we live so close to one another. You know, if you were out in the middle of nowhere on your own property, this could be viable. This could happen. We live in kind of an overly sanitary society. When you go through life in a plastic bubble, you don't really develop any immunity. You know, if you never let your kids go out and play in the dirt, and you're just constantly just hand sanitizer washing and just, you know, and I'm all for being clean, but if you read the Bible, I mean, you know, they're wearing sandals, their feet are dirty all the time, they're outside, they're giving birth under apple trees. You know, this overly sanitary, overly hospitalized, women have been giving birth for thousands of years. Birth is not a disease. You know, pregnancy is not an illness. What do they do at the hospital? I mean, the woman does all the work. And really, the only reason we even have a midwife is just in case something goes wrong. That's the only reason. We just let nature take its course. God has designed it in a very good way. And you know, part of the pain of childbirth is what produces the joy and ecstasy when it's over. You know, and it's a bonding between mother and child.